The Hare and the Hedgehog through the art style of Claude Monet.
The hedgehog walks in his own slow way. The hare hops around, hoping to play. The hare said,
"Hey there, hedgehog. Let's have a talk. It must take forever with those short legs to walk."
What do you mean, short legs?
The hedgehog said,
"Look at me. I can get around fast enough. As you can see."
Short legs. Oh, yeah.
Teased the hare. The hedgehog shouted,
"I'll make you a dare."
The hedgehog was angry. You could see it on his face. He shouted,
"Tomorrow, after lunch, we'll have a race."
They each went their own way, deep in thought about the next day. The hedgehog went home. He told his wife about the race.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
She just couldn't believe it. It was a hopeless case.
Oh.
His wife said,
"You know, the hare will easily win. He can hop, skip, and jump, and will win with a grin." Oh.
The hedgehog pulled his wife to the side. He told her a secret. Her eyes opened wide.
Ah!
The plan was good. They were ready to go. It was a secret only they would know. The hare and the hedgehog met for the race. The hare was excited as they stood face to face. Ready, set, go! The race was on. 2 minutes later, the hare was gone. The hedgehog watched as the hare hopped away. He then started walking, enjoying the day.
Ah.
The hare was happy, skipping along. He was enjoying this race. He began singing a song. He was just around the corner, about to reach the bend. That is where the race would end.
This will be an easy win.
The hare said with a big grin. When the hare came to the finish line, the hedgehog was standing there, looking so fine. The hare shouted,
What? Where? How? How are you here now? How did you beat me? Tell me. How?
The hedgehog said,
What took you so long? I was bored waiting, so I sang a song.
The hare didn't want to lose, and so he said,
Let's have another race. I'm ready to go.
Sure,
said the hedgehog with a smile.
I'm ready any time to run another mile.
Ready, set, go! The race was on. 2 minutes later, the hare was gone. This time, the hare ran with all his might. He was running faster. It was quite a sight. Finally, when he got to the finish line, he saw the hedgehog looking so fine. The hare was so tired. He could hardly walk. His ears drooped. He could hardly talk.
I guess you are the winner,
said the hare with a sad face. He asked,
How could you run so fast and win the race?
The hedgehog said,
Don't tease me anymore. You see, I won the race, and I'm faster for sure.
A few days later, the hare was passing by. He met the hedgehogs as he waved goodbye. two little hedgehogs were standing as a pair. One was looking very much like the other standing there. The hare said to himself as he walked away.
Could they have tricked me in some strange way?
The race was over, and the hedgehog had won. But the hare couldn't stop thinking how it was done.